The outcome of all the Brexit deal-making and whether there is a deal in place next March could make a big difference for many Brits at their dinner table. That's because food distribution in the UK is tied to an international food system, and it depends on food imports from outside the British Isles. John Whitehead is one of the directors of the UK-based Food and Drink Exporters Association. How and why would Brexit affect the food industry?
Well, very badly, because we import a lot of our foodstuffs in the form of both ingredients and finished products. For example, in the wintertime, we import most of our salads. 95% of our lettuce is imported. I guess in much the same way that you in the northeast of the USA bring your lettuce from California and Florida.
Right.
It's due to seasons.
So that's imports. Let's go to the exports, because that's one of your main focuses. What exactly produced in the UK will no longer be exported to the continent?
Well, a number of products are going to be very badly affected. For example, our fresh lamb. We export a very large proportion of our lamb to Europe, particularly to the French market. Now, we can't afford any delays at the customs with fresh meat. The meat will go off and people will just not ship to France. They'll have to find other markets for it.
Are there other markets that you can turn to that aren't in the EU to offset the loss?
Well, we would then look probably to the Middle East, to the Gulf. We might look to across the Atlantic and ship frozen meat to North America. Now, in terms of seafood, the UK, by and large, exports most of the fish it catches and imports a lot of the fish it eats because of species. And if there were holdups in our ability to export, the fishing industry would be badly affected. And likewise, our supply chain on fresh seafood coming in is going to be affected.
I mean, I'm just trying to find a silver lining to this cloud. Locally consumed and produced seafood, doesn't that make some sense?
Yes, it does, if we catch the species that the local consumers will eat. But at the moment, we catch a very large amount of mackerel. The market for the mackerel is to the Far East, where they prefer eating mackerel to us in the UK. We can't get consumers overnight to decide that instead of eating Icelandic or Norwegian cod, they'll start eating mackerel. That's the problem.
And in preparation for a hard Brexit or any Brexit, what are countries on the continent doing to prepare for this?
I think that many food manufacturers on the continent are hoping it's not going to happen. I think if I were a salad producer, tomatoes, lettuce, fresh greens in Spain, I would be extremely concerned and I would be looking at just what I might be able to do. Because if there's any delay there, we're going to see that lorries are backed up for miles and miles and miles with rotting food on board.
So lorries like trucks?
Yeah.
John Whitehead is one of the directors of the UK-based Food and Drink Exporters Association. Good to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.